Components of an IPC program. The modern concept of an IPC program includes reducing HAIs, reducing the infection risk to HCP, patients, and visitors, preparing, updating, and using a written IPC plan based on community-wide, facility-wide, and IPC risk assessments, developing and implementing policies and procedures that, at a minimum, address surveillance of communicable diseases and infections, SP and TBP, respiratory hygiene/cough etiquette, occupational health, and linen management. Preparing, updating, and using an antimicrobial stewardship program. Cleaning, maintaining, and evaluating the physical environment. Evaluating products and related processes, that is, how they are used. Promoting health policy. Preparing for and responding to emergencies. Responding to local or regional public health issues. Educating HCP, patients, caregivers, visitors, and the community. Key point: since it involves ongoing and systematic collection, analysis, and communication of data, surveillance is a key input for any IPC program and its risk assessment process. In turn, the risk assessment helps refine and direct surveillance. The IP and their interdisciplinary team, including doctors, nurses, members of the maintenance department, etc., use a risk assessment together with a number of processes and competencies to develop, implement, and update/improve the IPC program. These include getting support and direction from senior leadership, staying current with changing national, regional, and local requirements that must be followed, as well as new scientific literature and guidelines, using research-based, example, community-wide risk assessments, credible research, evidence-based, example, actions based on performance indicator variances, and risk-based techniques, example, facility-wide assessments and their IPC risk assessment component, to create and update plans, policies, and procedures. Having a quality assessment and performance improvement, QAPI, component that relies on quality tools such as plan, do, study, act, PDSA, to identify and implement plan improvements. Creating a communication strategy with reference to relevant behavioral science theories so as to increase chances of long-term behavioral changes, using, for example, repetition of concepts, multisensory learning techniques, and balancing group learning and diversity. Providing relevant and timely training to HCP, patients, caregivers, and the community. Key point: getting to zero HAIs requires having a culture in which no infection is perceived as acceptable by any member of the healthcare team.